Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, beloved ones, and welcome to the Daily Inspirational Show, sponsored by the Holistic Ministry. I am Minister James Browning, and I'm broadcasting live this morning from Phoenix, Arizona. And we're experiencing a little cooler weather here this morning than usual, but that's great, because I get an opportunity to wear some of my winter clothes that I haven't had to put on since I've been back on the East Coast. And makes me feel a little bit more at home, okay? That hot weather was a little bit much for me. But anyway, I am going to enjoy this cool weather this morning. Probably get out and go for a walk after I finish talking to you wonderful and beautiful souls. So I pray that each one of you have had a wonderful and safe holiday. And looking forward to a new beginning, and looking forward to the new beginning that's coming in the next few days. And so it is now time for us to begin to prepare for that which we want to bring into the new change and the new beginning of the new year. You know, it's you have to have your head clear, your intent clear of where you're going, what you want to do. So today's talk is, do you have goals? Because without goals, beloved one, it's like operating a ship without navigation or a rudder. So you know what would happen to a ship. When you don't have a navigation on a ship or the rudder on the ship is not working, the ship just goes around in circles in the harbor and usually don't make it out of the harbor, and it doesn't go very far. And that's what happened to you, beloved ones, if you don't have goals and direction of where you want to go and what you want to do. I mean, it helps you to be focused on what you need to do. So you don't want to be like a ship going around in circles without any direction in your life, do you? Okay, well, then we need to think about how to focus on our goals of where we're trying to get to and how we need to go. And, you know, other words, you just want to be able to move forward. And I think that setting goals can become a very serious thing. It's a very serious thing, and a lot of it has to do with your subconscious thinking when you come down to setting goals. Because, beloved ones, in your subconscious mind, many of us have fears of success and fear of failure. And usually, it's so deeply buried inside of your subconscious mind, you have no idea that it's even there. You know, you may think that everything is going normal, but, you know, it's just like something happens and you just can't get past. You can't figure out why it is. You may be accomplishing something, doing something, and you get to a certain point and then you self-destruct or it goes bad. And because of the fact that you are having fear of success or fear of failure, you know, it's really deep, loved one. So you really have to be very conscious and aware of that. So when you are moving forward and you're not able to do what it is you think you need to do, then you maybe need to examine where fear and how you're not doing what you need to do. So these ideas and these thoughts are buried deep in your subconscious mind. Now, it has nothing to do with your intelligence, beloved one, so don't take it personally. It has nothing to do with your intelligence. You can be wise. It has nothing to do with that, because when it gets in that subconscious level, the intelligence go out the window. The subconscious mind is the robot, so it is what controls you. It what tells you to go and come and allow you to go and come. That subconscious thinking is inside of you. So it's really, really important. And you have to allow your higher power to kick in as well, beloved one. So when you have goals, you become more in tune to that. So, beloved one, when you were created, when the creator of the universe that created your soul, and then it puts your soul into a physical body, that creator expected for you to live an opulent life. It expected when you came to planet Earth, you were expected to live an opulent life. And opulent don't necessarily mean all money and gold and riches. Opulent means a life of quality, a life of spirituality, a life of good relationships. A good life. That's what it means when you said opulent life. You see, you're here visiting planet Earth for a very short period of time, beloved one. I know for some of us we live longer than others, but it's very short. But the Creator that created you wanted you to enjoy it, and it gave you free will to become whatever you want to become. So if you don't want to enjoy it, that's up to you, because you do have free will, beloved one, to become whatever you want. And you in no way need to feel stressed about that. And I am not judging you or criticizing you for what you make out of your life. That's your choice, beloved one, because guess what? It is your life. But I just want to give you a little insight on how to improve the quality of your life if you so desire, okay? But if you want to change and you don't want to change, it's up to you what you decide to do, beloved one. It's I just think that if you here on planet Earth and you're not living your life to your highest, it's kind of sad to me, because the Creator has given you everything you need to be able to live your life at a high level, and you decide to live your life at a low vibrational frequency. That's not good in my eyesight, because, you know, like I said, I ain't gonna judge you what are you doing and what you are. That's your choice. So I would say to you, though, if this conversation is more for people who want to do better, but maybe not quite sure to do better. Okay, that's what we're gonna talk about this morning, is how to do better, how to take control of your life, beloved one. You can create what you want instead of keep getting what you don't want. You have the key to do that. And the key to doing that is be able to set goals of what you really want to show up in your life. Take control of what you really want to show up in life. You would be surprised, beloved one, how many people that I know in their 60s and 70s and still have no idea what they want to do with their life, where they want to go, and how they want to do. At 60 and 70 years old, you don't know where you want to go, what you want to do, what you want to be. Oh, my God. When is the clarity going to come? So, you know, that's the way it is. I'm just going to talk to you about how to correctly set a goal. First of all, beloved one, your goals have to be exciting. You have to feel excited. You have to feel enthusiasm about your goals. As the old saying, your goals should make you want to cry, because you feel so involved and so emotionally attached to it. And you need to keep on your goals and persist with them until they're really, really clear. And that is one of the key things, too. You have to be really clear, beloved one, of what it is that you want in to show up in your life. You can't think one thing today, and tomorrow you're thinking something different, and the next day you think something different. You want to be this, you want to be that, you want to be this, you want to be that. That doesn't work. You have to have a clear picture with clear intents of where you want to go and what you want to manifest in your life. Now, you can set goals in different categories of your life. You can set goals in your physical life for your physical health. You want to be strong. You want to be healthy. You can set goals for your spiritual life. You want to be more in tune. You want to be able to be in contact with the ascended masters, the ascended hosts, whatever God. You want to grow how you want to be and how you want to go in your spiritual realm. You can set goals for relationships, whether you want to be in an intimate relationship or whether you just want to be surrounded by unconditional love for people in your circle, you know, and others. You can set goals for these things, okay? And you can set your goals for daily, weekly, yearly, et cetera. It's up to you how you want to set your goals. See, unfortunately, though, when you set your goals and you're reaching out to obtain these goals, you have to have the mentality and the spiritual connection inside of you to want to accomplish what it is that you say you want to do, okay? By setting goals, some people set goals that are unreachable, beloved one. They set goals that are unreachable, and that's the deal. You have to be in tune to where you want to go, what you want to do, but you have to keep it reality. Let me just give you a couple examples of what I'm talking about. If you are a wonderful basketball player, but you're only 5'1", the possibility of you being a center on a professional basketball team is almost nil, regardless of the fact that you're good, ball handling, and you can do other things. But you being your goal to be a center in the NBA, I'm not saying nothing's impossible, but that's not reality. Okay, that's not reality, because the average pro center is a 6.6 and above. Most of them are around 6'8" to 7'2". So you at 5'1", that's that's not a real goal to really think about, beloved ones. You know, let me just give you another example. If you are working on a job and you're making $2,000 a month, well, guess what? For you to all of a sudden think that you can make $20,000 a month is not a realistic thing, because mentally and constantly you're not quite ready for that. You're not at that level to be able to do it. If you want to think about raising your goal to make $4,000, $5,000 a month, that's a realistic goal you need to do. See, your vibration and frequency have to be in tune to your goals, beloved ones. So even if you're driving an older car and you driving a used Toyota 2005, all of a sudden you want to drive a Bentley. Okay, that's a good idea, but realistically, are you in tune, your vibrational frequency in tune to allow that to happen? More likely it's not. So that's not being realistic, beloved ones, that you need to do. So I want you to be able to set goals and obtain them, man, being realistically, okay? So mentally, you have to be ready for that which you feel you want to be. You have to be aligned with the frequency of what you want to be. You see, beloved ones, so many people get frustrated when they're setting goals because they set unrealistic goals. Set your goals where you can obtain them and your frequency can grow as you begin to be about that. So set your goals where you can stay excited and you can see they are attainable, that you can figure out how to get the necessary finances in order to help you towards your goal, okay? So that's what you need. The universe will do the rest. You just need to have clarity. You need to be excited. You need to be enthusiastic about your goals every day, and you need to move forward. Now, some folks say that that it's better when you write your goals down and you keep a physical picture of your goals and that you view them regularly. Okay, and I'm not knocking that, beloved one. As a matter of fact, I think that it's more helpful for you than hurtful to do that as well. But it is your vibrational frequencies that line you up with your goals. That which you desire has to be in frequency with you as well in order to be able to attract it into your life, beloved one. You have to feel that which you want and to be able to draw it to you. What you draw into you comes from your feelings. So, you know, that's what you need to do. So today I want you to take time to get clarity of where you want to go into 2021. Where get clear idea of where you need to be, what you want to do, how you want that by this time in 2021, where you want to be at, what you want to do, and where you want to go about doing it. Okay, beloved one. So I'm so proud and happy you tuned this morning. It is a 15-minute show, and it's basically set up just inspiration and motivation. So, you know, it doesn't take long for 15 minutes to go and go quickly. Before I close you out today, I want to do a prayer with you. Father, Mother God, we give gratitude and thanks this morning for God for waking us, for blowing breath in our bodies this morning and getting us moving in the right directions. We say thank you, God. We thank you, God, this morning as we open up our minds and clear our minds and get direction of what direction we really want to travel in our lives, how we want to travel, what we want to bring into our lives in the future, how we want to conduct it, God. Give us the in understanding of what it is that we want, and give us the vibration, help to us to raise our vibration to be in tune to the things that we need into our lives and want to bring into our lives. We know, God, that you are the source. We know that mentally you have put everything in our minds and our spirits to do, and that if we are able to understand our I am presence that's within us, anything is possible. There is nothing impossible to the human will and the human spirit. You know, you can do everything that beloved Jesus did, and he told you that you could do it, so you do have the power to do it. And we say thank you, God, for allowing us to have that kind of consciousness. Thank you for putting the Christ consciousness inside of each one of us today, that we will go forward and move forward and do what we need to do. So thank you, beloved one. Tune in Wednesday. Minister Joe Pearson will bring you a wonderful message. So, okay, have a blessed and positive day. do something positive with your goal self today. Set a goal. Peace and love.